As the end of summer moves into September, buyers and sellers in the real estate market are holding their breaths to see what will happen next. Sales traditionally pick up in September, but this year, the summer months have seen record low levels in North and West Vancouver real estate. The number of sales are off substantially, said Calvin Lindberg, a real estate agent with Angel Hasman in West Vancouver. Brent Eilers of RE, MaxMasters Realty in West Vancouver agreed, saying June, July and August on the North Shore saw the lowest numbers of sales in four decades. Rising interest rates are a key factor, say both agents. That has impacted both buyers' ability to pay monthly mortgage costs and the kind of borrowing they can qualify for under the government's stress test rules. Even though the prices have come down, they haven't come down as much as interest rates have gone up, said Eilers. Lindberg said he still sees buyers coming to open houses, but many times they say they're going to wait a few more months to see what happens in the market. Even municipal elections can impact sales, said Lindberg. People back off. They don't want to make the big decisions with big purchases while there's uncertainty in the air. So far, listings continue to be substantially down in September as well, said Eilers. That said, there were still some homes being bought and sold in August. Here's a look at some of the cheapest and most expensive detached homes, townhomes and condos sold on the North Shore last month. This waterfront property at 2910 Park Lane in West Vancouver sold for $21.5 million in August. Courtesy of Sotheby's International Realty Canada, REW most expensive detached house surprisingly, considering slumping sales in August, the single biggest sale on the North Shore so far this year happened last month. That was when an iconic five-bedroom, seven-bathroom luxury estate at 2910 Park Lane on the Altamount waterfront sold for $21.5 million on August 10. The 14-year-old, 9,400-square-foot home sits on a lot of almost half an acre of high-bank waterfront, including 98 feet of shoreline and spectacular 180-degree ocean views. It has BC history built right in. Built in 2008 on the site of an apple orchard formerly owned by a member Vancouver's notable Woodward family. The home was built by its former owner Masadiq Medali, a former chair of BC Hydro and a leader in the renewable energy industry with stints at companies including Ballard Power Systems. Accordingly, the home also has energy-efficient features like geothermal heating and cooling. Designed by architect Peter Grant, the house incorporates concrete and Pennsylvania bluestone, with a zinc roof designed to collect rainwater. During the winter months, residents can warm up at one of five fireplaces or maybe even in the steam room. Other luxuries include an elevator, indoor-outdoor speaker sound system, in-floor heating system, heated driveway, infinity pool, floor-to-ceiling windows and a professional music room. The luxury home, assessed last year at $14 million, was originally listed for sale at about $30 million. Annual property taxes on the home were $65,000 last year. This half, duplex, at 2318 Bellevue Avenue in Dunderave sold August 13 for just under $4.3 million. Zeal T. CA most expensive townhouse. The most expensive townhouse sold on the North Shore in August was a four-bedroom, four-bathroom half, duplex, at 2318 Bellevue Avenue, steps from the waterfront in West Vancouver's Dunderave neighborhood. The 46-year-old, 3,400-square-foot home sold August 13 for just under $4.3 million. The south-facing location overlooking the West Vancouver seawall features panoramic ocean views along with a south-facing deck overlooking a private garden. A large master bedroom with a fireplace adjoins an ensuite bathroom with solarium and ocean view balcony. This four-bedroom ground-level apartment near Dunderave Beach sold August 2 for $6.5 million. Zeal T. CA most expensive apartment. The most expensive apartment sold on the North Shore in August was a 4,400-square-foot luxury condo and walkout terrace garden in Cressy's The Bellevue building at 2289 Bellevue Avenue in West Vancouver. The four-bedroom, four-bathroom ground-level end unit steps from Dunderave Beach sold August 2 for $6.5 million. Features include a media room, study, elevator, air conditioning, power shades and a private three-car garage. Amenities in the building include an indoor pool, spa, gym, as well as steam, sauna and yoga rooms and a concierge service. Property taxes on the three-year-old condo were about $35,000 last year. Shares in the Brighton Beach Properties Co-op that comes with this 54-year-old water-access-only cottage sold for $360,000 on August 2. Zielty. CA least expensive detached house. Sometimes you have to think out of the box to get a deal. In this case, the least expensive detached home sold on the North Shore last month was a two-bedroom, one-bathroom, 1,000-square-foot home on Brighton Beach up Indian Arm. The 54-year-old, water-access-only cottage is part of Brighton Beach Properties and sold for $360,000 on August 2. Brighton Beach Properties includes 22 similar small homes on 30 acres, which function essentially as a cooperative, with common outdoor and yard space. The buyer of this cottage bought a share of the co-op, serviced by both hydro and internet with drinking water from a local creek. The cottage itself is positioned near the front of the community with mountain and water views. The home itself is in need of significant work but has the potential to be restored to its original glory, according to the real estate listing. Groovy. A three-bedroom townhouse in this 44-year-old building at 3235 Lonsdale Avenue. Sold August 8 for $825,000. Zielty. CA least expensive townhouse. The least expensive townhouse to sell on the North Shore last month was a three-bedroom, three-bathroom unit in a 44-year-old Upper Lonsdale building at 3235 Lonsdale Avenue. It sold August 8 for $825,000 over its asking price, after just 11 days on the market. The townhouse features plenty of storage, a large living and dining room area and large balcony. The top level has access to a roof deck. Other drawing cards include being steps to the Queen's Cross Pub plus a massive storage locker, with room for bikes. A one-bedroom condo in North Vancouver's Hacienda building at 206-214 East 15th Street sold for $425,000 August 9. Zielty. CA least expensive apartment. The least pricey apartment to sell last month was a one-bedroom, one-bathroom, 670-square-foot condo in North Vancouver's Hacienda building at 206-214 East 15th Street described as a darling apartment in a charming walk-up building. The condo sold for $425,000 August 9 after only 3 days on the market. The east-facing unit is within easy walking distance of Central Lonsdale restaurants and shops, and allows two cats or one dog. Meow. Jay Said at nsnews.com twitter.com/Janizid.